You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Okay, fine. Let's see how it works organically, because when we plan these jokes, you always fail me.
That's true. There is that. I do things by accident. Okay, go on.
So one of the things I've been doing, like, that gets me in, like, the zone sometimes when you're sitting in the show and, you know, you're just feeling like a little, like, for an energy uplift. It's like, you know, it's like doing like a radio show in the morning.
Okay.
So it's like, whatever, like. Well, there needs to be a jingle. It'll be like, this is Declutter Me in the Morning. And then we'll be like, hello, this is Chirag, and we're sitting with Chili. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, it's not meant to be the intro of the show, but, you know, it's meant to just get us to, like.
Wow.
Yeah. Just, I mean, you know, the same. This is one of the things I've been doing.
This is why we should not record in the morning.
Well, yeah. Well, there's coffee, though.
So yeah, there's coffee. So, okay, so you're going to do this good morning Declutter Me thing going forward.
Or maybe that's what we can just open the show with, like, this is Declutter Me in the Morning. Hi, I'm Chuck, and I'm Shalina, you know? Like,
okay, fine, all right.
Yeah, I think
we've
really broken this out. So, well, in case you haven't figured this out already, this is Declutter Me. You're sitting with Chuck, and over there is Shalina.
Was that too cheesy?
There's a reason why I don't do these jokes with you, because it just...
Do I ruin everything?
No, it's not ruin everything. You know, you give me this, like, you do this massive eye roll, and you kind of make it like, oh my God, this is so cheesy. I can't believe you just did that. And then you jump on board. And how? Anyway, so hello, how are you?
I'm alright, thank you, Chirag. How are you?
Well, in my defense, though, this worked. Like, our you can feel it. You can feel like it's...
We've got the energy.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes. Yeah. You do sound
Dude,
like
I gave it up like 4 minutes ago, just FYI.
Sorry. All right, okay, fine. Hi.
What's happening?
Today, not much. Except for you being really hyper.
I'm not being hype. No, I got us into that zone.
We're in the zone. We're pumped. We're going to sound like one of those American shows.
This is where you need like one of those like, well, you know, one of those like, dum dum, like noise.
Do
like
you not
this.
Have that on your like, board thing?
I do. The volume is down.
You pressed the wrong one.
No, the volume was down. So it's like you have to do it like, and then there's like applause.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, this really is like a radio.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, let's do that again. So it's like, you're listening to Declutter Me in the Morning with Chirag and Shalina. Yay!
Woo! Okay. Oh, wow. I can't hear any of this stuff, so I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, that's because you refuse to wear headphones.
Like, yeah, what we're in the hairdo.
What are we going to talk about today? How are we going to be talking about anything today at this rate?
We're going to talk about men and their hobbies.
Which I guess was a nice organic segue. We're talking about my like electronic board.
But have so many of these electronic things. So that's the thing. Yeah, there's electronics. There's this. Well, there's Lego. Now, and Lego is, and we've talked about Lego in the Lego episode recently.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
But, you know, as we said, it's a generational thing, and it's become back again, especially for our generation of males who are getting back into Lego, especially during the pandemic, people were buying Lego and doing Lego stuff.
But also, general hobbies as well, right? Like, it's been a lot of different hobbies that people have been picking up just because...
Yeah.
I mean, I know that people that have been painting and others that have been, like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, there's painting, and my dad is a painter. And we didn't know in all these decades of knowing my dad, you know, he's been a banker, he retired, and he's... A very silent and quiet painter. Like, my brother and I were in shock.
So he painted during the pandemic?
He painted even before, when he started.
Like, after he retired, you mean? Yeah.
But he's been doing it quietly and not telling anyone. Right. And then mum sort of noticed and then, you know, quietly went and bought, you know, supplies for him. Right. And then it's just been leaving it there for him to do. So he wakes up early in the morning and paints, but he doesn't want us to know. And we're like... He's very good. We're like, where did this come from? Because we're not creative.
Yeah.
But a lot of men have found out they're painters. But they also are doing this painting, like little figurines, like army figurines, cars, planes. Yeah. There's lots of modeling. You know, these model things is going on. And then there's the electronics. There's the woodwork. There's the DIY. So I have been in the last year organizing a lot of it and trying to get them to declutter. I did get one client to get rid of all the paint that had dried up. He'd done about 5 figurines and that was it.
And then he stopped.
He stopped and all the paint had dried up. And I went, right. We're not taking this with us to the new house. They're moving. I'm like, this is not happening. And he was like, no, I might. No. You obviously are not into it because yeah, you've done 5.
Think, we always think that you're going to, right?
So yeah. And they're expensive. That's the thing. These paints, these tiny little bottles of paint are really expensive and they have to ship it from like America or Japan or UK or, you know, Europe and stuff. They're not cheap at all. And then you have to have special little brushes. I know way too much about all this stuff when I didn't think I'd need to know. So I'm sure there are wives listening and girlfriends and partners listening right now going, yes, I have dealt with this. And it makes a mess. There is stuff everywhere. And I mean, we've talked about hobbies and the clutter and crafting and blah, blah, blah before. But this is something
it's a new
extra.
Level. I think it's a new level of stuff as well, right? Like, and I think people have also been, because they've been kind of struggling in terms of this being home and stuff, is that they're also exploring multiple hobbies. So sometimes when you don't know what you like, you're like, well, I'm going to try X and I'm going to try Y. And then suddenly you have like a lot of stuff of X while you're doing Y. And it's, I can imagine the
clutter. It just makes a hot mess. And there's so many, because there's so many little bits and pieces with a lot of the stuff that you need to have it organized in a proper way. Mm-hmm. Especially with these modeling things, because it's not just, you know, you have the models, you have the glue, you have the bits, you have the brushes, you have the paint, you have the models themselves, then you have to showcase the models. But let's talk about, you know, all of these things. You know, first put them into categories of what kind of hobby it is. So whether it's, you know, the figurine things, the plane, the car, painting, whatever your these hobbies are, separate them into the different hobbies, you know, the DIY, the electronics, everything, separate them into the specific hobby, then subcategorize into, you know, say all the paint together, the glue together, all the little bits and pieces. If you're into calligraphy, there's all the nibs which go with the pens, you know, and they're all separate and stuff. And then there's ink as well. So subcategorize them and then see what you have and then decide what is a suitable box for them, depending on how much you have. Some haven't got that much, so you can get smaller boxes. Some have a huge amount, you know. While you're doing the categorization and the subcategorization, look at the stuff and see if it's good, if it's broken, if it's paint, if it's dried up. If you can't get it thinned out and use it again, then, you know, get rid of it. Is the glue dried up? Is it fine? Are the brushes working? Yeah, check all the bits and pieces and see if it's worth keeping. And even when you do the category of the hobby, are you still doing that hobby?
Yeah, I was about to say that actually. Because I think one of the things that's also happening now is that we've started moving out again. And so that time that we had extra that we were dedicating to a new hobby is kind of going away a little bit. And I think people are dropping it as well.
So, you know, remove those hobbies that you weren't into. You did it a little bit. And I know it's demoralizing and it's a lot of money you most probably have spent, you know, and it breaks your heart. See if you can sell it on like one of those Facebook groups or Dabizzle, like the whole bundle. Say it, like, I don't know.
I think you do have a good chance of finding someone who actually is into that hobby and might want to buy it off of you, honestly. Yeah. Like, because a lot of the hobbies, like there are a lot of people that have been tapping into this stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of them love like certain types of hobbies. So do that, you know, get the whole bundle together and sell it together in one amount, you know, a few hundred dirhams, you know, 20, 30 pounds or dollars,
like you,
or something.
You were mentioning just now, right, if you have these paints and you're using them and you've imported them and stuff, and like, so they're hard to get, then someone here is very likely to pay probably a good price to get them from you so that they don't have to deal with the hassle of shipping them, you know, and all that.
Exactly. So, you know, so do that and think about that and you'll get some money back. You won't get it all and it'll be heart-crushing, but at least you'll get some money back. And then all the hobbies that you're keeping, you know, have a look at them, do the subcategory and there's categorization, I mean, and then get the boxes. So there's lots of like cool boxes you can get, but don't get anything too complicated. But there are, say, on Amazon and some other online stores or even in stores like in the supermarkets, you'll see containers with little slots in them that you can put batteries and or people use it for knitting and sewing and stuff, but you can use them to put bits and pieces for your hobby.
Oh.
So, you know, think outside the box. You don't, you know, whatever that box is, you can use it for something else. As you know, and I always say, you know, multi-purpose a box. If you have a lot of, like, I don't know, shoe boxes, or, you know, the designer bags come in nice big boxes, you maybe get that from your wife and use those boxes for the big pieces. And, you know, then you can label the box and say, this is for this. So maybe a Louis Vuitton box can be for one type of hobby and a Chanel box can be for something else, you know. So utilize what you have, because, and especially if you're not fully into this hobby, it's not worth buying lots of plastic boxes or containers if you already got like shoe boxes and things that you can use right now. So think about you reusing, repurposing, if it's not a major hobby in your life. If it is, get the right equipment, but first check what you have and then put them into the categories. I like buying boxes from IKEA. Like, there's Aurora white ones that are great, and then I label them and I've used them a lot, and you'll see them on my Instagram on the stories, like before and after. You can see like crafting projects I've worked on and the boxes that I've used to put stuff in. So that will help people to store stuff. And it's easy to then take the box because it's got handles, take it out, do whatever you want to do, and then put it back into the cupboard that you're using, or a bookshelf. And it keeps everything hidden away in a way as well, but you can still see the stuff. And then moving forward, think, you know, you might think it would be great to do a hobby and start something. Try it, but don't buy like 10 boxes. Just buy one or two, because that's what I'm finding as well. People, and sorry, fellas, I know I'm general, like, this is a generalization. There might be women as well, but I've dealt with a lot of men right now doing these kind of hobbies, and they're not just buying one box from America or from Japan or whatever. They're buying 10 because they're like, it's so expensive because of shipping.
Yeah, it's cost effective to ship in bulk and and buy in bulk and all of that. So, but it's actually not worth
it. Because like, you know, you're still paying for the amount of kilos on the shipping. So the less kilos you spend on shipping, the cheaper the shipping will be.
This is that argument of, like, you know, when you see something that's on sale from like 50 to 20, and it's something you don't need.
Yeah.
You haven't actually saved 30, you've spent 20. And
exactly.
It's that conversation,
exactly.
Right? Like it's having to think like that.
Yeah.
Because you think you're saving 30, but you're really not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So think about that. I mean, if you want to start a hobby, see if you can get that product here. Look on Debiz or look on Facebook or, you know, Marketplace, because as we just said, somebody might be selling and try it out.
Yeah.
If it works, then get more. But you don't have to buy a huge amount and then never use them, you know, or don't use them for years. So that's the clutter, because that clutter is building up a lot in a lot of houses. And people are finding it very hard to convince the partner to get rid of them because they've spent so much money. So think about that as well. Do you have the space for these new hobbies as well? If you don't, you'll have to remove something else. So it's kind of like the buy one, get rid of two thing, but on hobbies. So yeah. So that's my tips for today for you fellas that are into all these weird and wacky hobbies.
Yeah, think through them, I guess.
Yeah.
To start with, yeah.
Yeah.
And don't overindulge, maybe.
Yeah.
But cool, yeah. So, yeah, just, I think, something that, because I think it's something you've been dealing with, as you mentioned, a lot in the last
year.
So
much, yeah.
So that's quite interesting as well. Okay, cool. Well, you know, if you are someone that's struggling with kind of getting your head around this, or maybe a partner's head around it, reach out. Sheila will be happy to talk to you. That's at DeclutterMe, so at DeclutterMe on all of social media. And of course, at DeclutterMe.com, there's a contact form where you can get a hold of her, talk about that, any kind of decluttering as well. And we'll see you again next week. Bye.
Bye.